Hey, thank you very much for staying on the line, James. This is Chase. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good, good, good.
All right, then how's the day going so far?
Yes, we're doing well. We're trying to get the website up and running.
How's the work has been going so far? I think Sam is the one who's been here for it, so any complaints, anything like that?
Yeah. No, Sam's doing a great job. We just kind of went through and I have images. I have things that I owe with. I have things that I owe him to get it going. So I
Perfect.
think we're in the final stretch here.
Of course, I do see that. I think 80% of the site has almost been completed. So the changes that you basically provided him, he's just basically went ahead to the production to get it done. And you will be able to basically see the changes in the next 48 to 72 hours, maybe by Monday or Tuesday. That's what he said. So what I was basically wanted to speak to you about is that we've already in this particular place that we need to basically ask you about how the shipping would take place. And if you remember, you told us that you would like to basically make the site better, or at least similar to Lilypalizer, right?
Right.
Right. So first of all, can you open up the website, the Lilypalizer one?
Okay.
Now, on the other hand, open up your website as well that we are basically been building now. All
Okay.
right, now if you stay
Got
on the Lilypalizer and if you on the very top you see everything looks the same, like the printing and everything about it. But if you go to the women section, or even though the girls, just go to the woman and click on the very top woman. And then once you click
Yes.
on that, then it will give you different categories. See what's new for summer, vacation shop, tops, wedding guest dresses, linen, swim, sundresses. And then down below, there's a complete history of the products going on and off with the prints and everything like that, with the prices and everything about it. But on the left side, if you see, then they're also subcategorized the complete filterization, which includes the dresses, tops, bottoms, swim, activewear, and everything like that, right? Now, if you go to your website, click on Women, and then on the left side, you will see the same thing, which is basically women, cover-ups, tops, dresses, sleepwear, accessories, and then same for the girls as well, right? But what basically different thing is that if you go back to the Lilypalizer website, then they have filterized their particular categories in more than 8 different subcontractual products. So with the help of just the women dresses, they're basically giving the filtration sizes for the women sizes, for the colors, selection of the patterns, price point, like what would be the filter if they want anything under $50, above $50, and plus the shoe size or sustainable materials which they're looking for. So I was asking, like, why don't we go ahead and we basically add all these categories just to basically give the competition neck to neck so that the customer access to buy that particular product would become more easy. What do you say?
Well, I already have an option for them. Let's see here. I really don't want to do price. I don't want them to shop by price because I'm much cheaper than she is. And I don't need the features. I have sort of a shop by print feature. I to be honest with you, I just think it's too much for my line. My line isn't as expansive as hers.
All right.
I mean, it's a great idea, but I don't think I need it.
No problem. Click on any of the product in
Yeah.
Lilypalizer.
Okay, got it.
Once you click on that, now on the left side, they basically show you the pictures of that particular product.
Yes.
And then
Yes.
on the right side, it's the shipping details, write a review, then select the particular pattern, which includes like, the multicolor print they can do. They can select the size. And then they have the option pick up in store, ship to an address, or else they also do have one option, which is gift wrap is available.
Yeah, I won't need gift wrap. I don't need pickup in a store, and I won't be doing write reviews. And Yeah, I just want them to basically choose a size and that's it.
All right. And what about the
Yeah,
shipping? How would that simply going to be worked out?
They're going to pay for the shipping. So I just would want them to, you know, I mean, I don't know what you mean, like ship to an address and add it to the, yeah, they just, I just want them to order it and they can ship it to wherever they want. We won't all offer a pickup option.
All right. So what I was asking is, because I'm pretty sure you're solely doing that in U.S., right? Or would you be selling it out of U.S. as well?
Just U.S. Yeah,
just U.S., right? So different cities and different states usually have different kind of shipping charges, if you know. Like if you're doing it through UPS or FedEx or whatever you call it, then there are basically different things going on different particular prices for each particular state. So would you be the one who will be doing the shipping by yourself, like taking the product to the UPS and then shipping it out?
Yes. I have someone doing it for me, yes. I have an employee doing it.
All right. So what about the shipping charges? Because as each particular state would be having different shipping charges, which, of course, you will be the one who will be providing us. But to add that particular thing, we need to add the functionality, which is called like shipping calculator, by which, let's say if the customers are coming up from California and they would like to basically get it shipped down, so the website will solely show the price for the California state that where exactly they're being shipping out. So we can basically add that particular functionality for it so that, let's say if the product price is $20, and then if the shipping is $10, then if you are not paying the shipping out of your pocket, the customer would exactly know that this is what the shipping cost is, so that when they go to the checkout, then the total would be $20 for the product and $10 for the shipping. And then with this, with the help of this particular shipping calculator, there will be one functionality which comes with it that is called the invoice generator, which means once the product is being checked out and paid for it, there will be two invoices sent it out. One would be sent it out to you that this is the product that they have bought and this is the amount that they have paid for. And one invoice will be sent it out to the customer, which could be customized according to the way you want it, that in this many times or in this many days, they will get the product and this is what they have paid and this is the product code if you're putting any code, anything like that. So I think that is something which we really need to work on it.
Okay. Yeah, because, well, the other option is we're still discussing is we may do a flat rate shipping. So, so what are we looking at for this type of a feature?
All right. First of all, you tell me, like, how much would you be charging if you go with the flat rate shipping? Because I don't think so. Like, that would be a convenient option. But for sure, if you think that this works better for you, then we can work on that.
Yeah. Well, no, we're considering it. I mean, I haven't talked to FedEx yet. I mean, I get a FedEx discount, you know, so I'm only shipping by FedEx or USPS. I only want to offer two options.
I have like one more thing in it because I've been doing all this from a very long time, which is why I'm just giving you a suggestion. What if, because you know the fact, if I'm ordering one top at a similar time, then the shipping would be according to one similar product. But what if I'm ordering more than one? What if I'm ordering 5, 10, 15, or 20? Then it should be a bulk quantity, which will surely going to increase the weight, and FedEx would surely going to charge you more than the regular price of shipping. So,
I know that. I mean, we've considered that because, you know, like the Janie and Jack's and a lot of the companies, they just do, you know, they do, you know, a flat rate shipping, and if it's $250, then you get free shipping anyway. So that's sort of what we were looking at. But, you know, if it's not too expensive for the functionality, I would consider it, you know.
See, the functionality itself will simply going to be workful for you because not even Lilly Belizer, but I think every single brand who's been working for e-commerce, they usually go for the calculator ship because no one want to pay it out of their particular pockets just to basically ship the parcel out to the customers. So this functionality, first of all, will give you the exact rates to the client, whatever they're basically been buying out. Plus, this will simply going to generate invoices as well so that both the parties are at the same particular page. On top of it, in this one, we will add the bulk quantity feature as well. Plus, on top of it, the other feature, the fifth option, which this functionality will give you, is that you will be able to basically set a limit on certain products. Let's say if the order goes $100, or if the order goes out for $150, then the shipping charge will be zero. or shipping price will be free. So you can basically set that particular option according to the way you want it. And the functionality would not only work until we are working on it, once we are done with the site, we give you the access. And in the future, if you would like to make changes to the site regarding the shipping fees, anything like that, we will let you know how you can do that so that you could basically manage, maneuver, or add anything on the website by yourself in that shipping part.
Yeah. So this would interface then with you, I guess, USPS and FedEx, and then calculate the amount
of
shipping. Okay.
Of course.
And then the customer just checks out and pays that amount. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Okay. So the total would be comes out at the checkout. So if you're still on the Lilifilizer page, I don't know whatever product you have select, just select any size. I'm selecting two over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm keeping the same option, which is ship to an address. And then you do see that there's a smart feature coming up that estimated delivery Friday or May 13, 2022, whatever. That is something which is another functionality. But I think that you would like to keep it basic for right now, so I'm not simply going to talk on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you add to the tort?
Add to the what?
Can you check out? Can you click on the checkout page?
Oh, I'm trying that right now for Lilly Pulitzer, or my website. Yeah,
I'll do that
right. View tote and checkout. Okay, I see that. And then they have estimated total. All right, and then this order summary, and then checkout.
Yeah, so if you click on the view checkout.
Let me check out as a guest so I can see it. Okay. All right, and this one they offer free shipping, and it's probably because it's 100, they're running a promo.
Exactly. So this is the same way that the system will simply going to work like once we added up the functionality for you. And the functionality remains there for it for the same particular time. So by which...
It's flat rate shipping. They're shipping. They use, if you look down at the bottom, they use free ground, two-day express, you pay extra, and overnight delivery. So.
Right.
But she's charging $178 for something that costs her $40 to make.
They're playing smart.
Yeah.
They're basically playing smart. Now, one more thing. So you did understand that what exactly I'm talking about, the functionality and the features, and it gives you five total options, which will be with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So let me just see, like, what will be the price for that. And before I give you that, Sam basically told me something about the retailer's plan that you will be adding up onto the website. So what is that?
So if a retailer would like to carry my product and they qualify, we have they have to be a certain level of a retailer, a boutique store. And, I can't have two different stores selling the same product next to each other. So, I zip code protect. So once I review that, then I will just, I will email them an order form and they can order in bulk. And my line isn't so expensive that I have to have them order on the website, they have to order in, they can't just order a small. They have to order six small, six medium, they have to, minimum quantities.
So how about we go ahead, if you come to your website, about we go ahead and we add another particular page and add up the functionality by creating a custom form in it, in which we add the page like the retailer's option. That will be the name for the or join as a retailer. We can basically create a page like that, and once they click on that, then whatever information you would like to have, let's say if I'm a retailer. And I'm going to send my name, my email, my phone, and I'm going to send you that I need six pieces of this, seven pieces of this, or at least just give you my particular phone number so that you can basically call me and we can basically talk about the order. Or else the other way could be around that we can filterize the particular products, like whatever product line you have, 40, 50, 60, whatever you'll be starting off with that particular form, once you click on the My Retailer Plan or Join Retailer Plan, once they click on that, they can basically select the product and the quantity of the product as well, but we will not give them the checkout page at that particular point, as they're just basically selecting the sizes and the products, what exactly they want. And once they filled out the order form in the same way as a regular client, you can basically call them and you can talk to them about the retailer plan and or maybe charge them through the website, whatever you prefer.
Yeah. So if you look at the page under Retail Partners right now, we have it set up for them to fill out the form.
Just give me a minute. Yes. So the form that you do see that. So in which one thing is basically not being added up, which is basically the complete customization for the payments to be taken down for the quantity of the products as well.
Yeah. And I don't want them, because I don't want them to being able to do that without being approved. Because, you know, and I don't want a competitor to be able to log in and see what my wholesale pricing is. So that's why I want to do this, you know, I want to do this as a phone call.
All right. All right. Sounds good. So just give me a minute. Let me just go ahead and let me just basically see what is the price for that shipping calculator would be, which includes five functionalities. Any questions so far about that?
No.
All right. Just give me a minute. All right, you there?
Yes, yes.
So I have two options for you. One option is that you can take that particular shipping calculator on an yearly charge service-based, or you could basically add it up to the website on a one-off fee.
Okay, so an annual and a one-time. Okay.
And annual and a one-time. So for the annual, I have three plans for you, which is 1 year, three, five. And then the lifetime is the last one. So I'll give you the prices if you have a pen and a paper handy.
I do. I right here in my hand, yeah.
Okay. So if you go for the one-year installation for the shipping calculator and the cost for it, then the price will be $799 for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
If you go for 3 years, then the price will be $1,699.
Mm-hmm.
If you go for 5 years, the price is $2,300.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go for the lifetime, then the one-time fee for this particular shipping calculator with all the features that we have discussed about, it will be
$2,650. Okay.
All right. And that gives you the shipping calculator. That gives you the invoice generator. That gives you the bulk quantity order on the shipping prices. And that gives you the complete control that how you can change, maneuver, or add anything onto the product itself.
Okay. All right. So I would love to give you an answer right now, but I really have to go have a meeting about this. So I really do, because it's a lot to consider. But I can get back with you today.
Sure, that's totally fine. And once you'll, because right now we were at the place that we have to go ahead and add it up the functionalities. Meanwhile, Sam do the other changes.
Yeah.
So if you could give me the answer by the end of the today, I think that will be...
Oh, I will. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I absolutely will.
Fine. Now, the other part is that once you get back to me on that part, we can go ahead and we can talk about the marketing thing that you have discussed with Sam, and I'm surely going to help you out in that particular part too, okay?
Yeah, I know we did something. There was something in my package.
That was to create the social media pages for you.
Yeah, the social media. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So once you get back to me, I can
and the
can
Google page, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and the Google page.
Of course. So once you get back to me, I can explain you that better. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much. I'll get back
to you.
What's your? Should I call this number back or?
You can call me directly.
Or
you
I
do
can
have my
email
cell phone.
You. Okay. Yes, I do. Yes, I absolutely do. I forgot I do. Yes, I do.
So it's 669-209-1890.
Got it. Okay. Thank you, Chase.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.